people will say, well, we need to be merciful people. We need to forgive Carson King. There was an example of another brewery that promised to, I think, also take part in this and was trying to basically be kind to Carson King. But they said in their official statement on Twitter, we accept your apology. And that, to me, is a huge part of the problem, because he didn't owe them an apology. He didn't sin against them. He sinned against God, and he sinned against whatever people he was speaking against in his unsavory tweets. But to act as though we have an obligation to forgive someone who hasn't sinned against us is to claim that we have some sort of authority to judge them. So to say we should use our power for mercy rather than for condemnation is only true if we actually have that power. But God hasn't put us in a position of judgment over these people. He hasn't made any of us an authority over Carson King or anyone else in situations like this. So what we ought to do in situations like that is we should very much avoid saying that we need to forgive him, because all that does is legitimize the mob and convince the mob that we must have some kind of authority over him, or that he owes something to us, that he owes us an apology, that he needs to be groveling at our feet, none of which is true. He doesn't owe us anything. We, as good neighbors, we have a responsibility, if he needs forgiveness, to point him to where he can find it in the blood of Christ. And we have a responsibility to encourage those whom he has sinned against to forgive him and to be at peace with him. But we have absolutely no responsibility to forgive him, because he's not in our debt in any way.